Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. First, the good news. We thank Lansing State Journal readers for voting Liberty Coin Service as best of the best this year in the Antiques, Coins, and Collectibles category. Now, the bad news. Last Friday, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics issued its monthly jobs and unemployment report for June. The regular media didn't tell you that the data contained a huge discrepancy in how many jobs were gained or lost last month. The BLS compiles jobs data by two methods. First, it surveys establishments about the number of employees they had on the payroll during the week that includes the 12th of the month. Second, it also surveys households to identify how many people held jobs that week. If both methodologies were statistically valid, wouldn't you expect the results to be relatively close to each other? That didn't happen in last Friday's release. The establishment survey that was reported by the regular media claimed an increase of 372,000 jobs during June. Unfortunately, the household survey, which was not reported by the regular media, showed a decrease of 315,000 jobs in June. That's a difference of almost 700,000 jobs. How could this happen? I suspect that the establishment survey mostly focuses on larger companies, which generally were given favored treatment during the pandemic lockdowns. These companies generally survived better than smaller local businesses that were more harshly penalized during the lockdowns. You probably heard about two more local companies that just announced they are closing. Is it possible that the headline news of the supposedly strong jobs report is actually wrong? If the number of people who actually hold jobs is declining, that's one more indicator that America is already in a recession. According to the BLS Establishment Survey, more than 1 million jobs were added in April, May, and June. In contrast, the BLS Household Survey shows a net loss of several hundred thousand jobs during those 3 months. Why wouldn't the BLS explain this discrepancy? And why isn't the regular media asking questions to identify whether the U.S. economy is still recovering or already in a recession? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.